Yom Shlishi B'Shabbes Parshas Tazria Shir 402. So I had a thought this morning. I walked outside with somebody else and he said, ah, such a beautiful day. And he's right, it is a beautiful day. But it hit me that the only reason, like, come tomorrow, I don't know what the weather's going to be like tomorrow, but assume it's going to be a beautiful day again tomorrow, you're not going to have the same amount of people saying, ah, such a beautiful day. And you come the next day, you have even less, and by the time a week goes by, almost nobody's going to say you have a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day besides for people to listen to Oneness for Life. Why? Because appreciation is based on comparison, on expectation. And since we did not have what we perceive as beautiful days recently, so therefore when we have what we perceive as a beautiful day, we appreciate it. Vidya Miller says that, see, I don't know if I believe I heard it from him, that in the places that have beautiful weather, there's a very high number of suicides, much higher suicide rate than other places. He says because the change of weather teaches you appreciation for the weather. If every single day of the week is summer or spring, so then you don't appreciate it anymore. So that was the haggish I had this morning. Every day a person should get up and say, Baruch Hashem, it's a beautiful day. Baruch Hashem, beautiful, my heart is pumping, my ear is, you know, to Victor Miller, he used to say that whenever people talk about pollution, he says, pollution is mamash a hoax. It comes from the Goyim, from the liberals that don't want to appreciate their Ribbono Shel Olam. So they say pollution. He used to say, take a deep breath of Geshmaka Brooklyn ear and forget about the pollution. So a person has to appreciate what the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you. It's all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you wake up in the morning and it's just a regular day, it's Baruch Hashem, you should be Zeicheh to appreciate it, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will make it a regular day. Person appreciates that his feet don't hurt, Baruch Hashem, his feet won't hurt. Person develops that appreciation for the normal instead of needing the expectation and the comparison. That's what trains a person to be besimcha. That's what makes a person be an Oved Hashem, and that's what makes a person get more bracha. So when we train ourselves that every day is a beautiful day, Be'ez Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam will constantly send us beautiful days.